everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Chloe vs. the World. I'm back from America, so I'm ready to do a debrief, but I thought I would bring someone very special. It's her first time on the pod. It's Jessie!
Hey, guys!
Hello! Thank you for coming all the way.
Oh, mate, we've just come back from America. This is barely a trip.
That's so true, actually. Oh, my God. So, how do you feel?
I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
We're all sick. Like, that's not very hot of us, is it?
No. But,
like, we're all sick.
Yeah, we're all so ill. When did you start feeling ill?
The day after I got back.
Really?
So the day I got back, I was like feeling great. I went for a 5K run.
What
like,
the fuck?
Look at me go. Next day I was paying for it. I was in bed, cough, sore throat.
Yeah.
She thought I had COVID. I was like, nah.
COVID test.
No, we haven't got COVID.
Not COVID.
Do you know what? I actually got this like scratch at Coachella.
Oh.
And I dead ass thought I had tetanus. I was freaking out.
Oh my God. How'd you get that?
I don't know. It was just on a bit of wire. When it happened, I was like, oh, of course.
What wire?
It was just a bit of wire poking out at Coachella. I don't know how it happened. I got that. So when I started getting flu symptoms, I thought I had tetanus.
Fucking hell.
Literally, I got a calf cramp, but that's because I'm not very fit and I went for my run.
Oh, bloody
but
hell.
I was like, oh my God, oh my God.
Yeah, shit.
She doesn't have tetanus, everyone.
No, tetanus. She's alive. Can you catch it? Well, I've got whatever you've got. So
yeah.
If you've got tetanus, I've got tetanus.
Someone actually commented on my Snapchat and they said I have to blame you because apparently you had tonsillitis before you went.
No, basically, I swallowed a hot potato, right, and it got stuck in my throat and it blistered my throat. So the doctors thought it was tonsillitis, but then I went to my dentist and he was like, no, you've lacerated your esophagus.
From your hot potato.
From fucking hot potato. So I had a really sore throat, but then I just got really ill, like, when we were there.
Yeah, we all got ill, so that's fair.
Do you think it's because we were in bikinis in the desert?
You know, maybe. Not wearing any clothes. I mean,
but
I bought a jacket, but the jacket was like up to here.
Oh, did you bring a jacket? Enough.
Yeah, I did.
We're just skinning it out. Yeah. Oh, no, I bought one of the hoodies.
Oh, my God. You bought that scarf?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. This is day three. I was in jeans, like leather trousers as well. It was freezing cold. Is that when you were wearing a jacket?
I was wearing a jacket,
you were okay.
I was wearing a jacket.
That day?
Yeah.
Yeah, with the shorts.
But the whole rest of my outfit was see-through.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Not a lot of coverage went on.
I covered the shoulders.
Yeah. I've been modest up here. But on that day, like, I was so fucking cold. And someone told us that the coach, I really wanted a Coachella jumper anyway. Someone told us they were sold out. So my friend AJ, who was there, he's my friend's boyfriend. He was like, no, I know where you can get like something to warm you up. I was like, oh, great. Walked over and I bought like a rainbow pashmina.
Mind you, we didn't just walk over, we trekked over.
Because I was so cold. Walk so far.
We left whoever we were seeing because Chloe needed this jumper.
I know, I probably should have just... I should have got it sooner.
Yeah.
Who were we watching? Was it Doja Cat?
Yeah, I think we left Doja Cat so she could get a jumper.
Sure.
And it wasn't a short walk either. It was actually a hike.
Yeah, I feel like... That was my first time at Coachella. Was it yours?
Yeah, it was my first time.
What did you think of it?
It was. I had no idea what to expect, but that wasn't it.
Same.
Honestly, what was it? It was weird. I feel like, what have I just come back from?
How you've just put it, I don't know what I was thinking, but I wasn't thinking that.
No, I think Coachella is literally like the fairyland of festivals.
Yeah.
Like that was the like cleanest, tidiest, felt like we were at a market.
Yeah.
Like, and then you just had these big ass artists playing, walking around too. Like you'd just be walking, you see Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
And everyone's acting cool. I was losing my shit. I was like, oh, what the fuck?
I agree. It's like, I thought it would be a bit more rave. Nah, I don't know what I thought. But like everyone warned me about the toilets. They were fine.
We almost got trampled in a toilet.
Did we?
Yeah.
So was I there?
I don't think you were there. Okay. I think we were...
kind of explains why
we were like with you, but then Ellie and I went off to go to the toilet,
yeah,
and it was packed. They had security guards at the toilet, and everyone was like crammed in and like getting squished.
Yeah, that happened to us as well. And also someone was shouting, like, hide your phones.
Yeah, it was like chaos. Yeah. There were people arguing, like, who goes into the toilets first. The rowdiest part of the festival was actually the toilets.
Yeah,
not even kidding.
I remember that. Because we were all meant to vlog, but I didn't want to get my phone out because everyone was saying they're going to get fucking nicked, so...
Mate, I had my phone out the whole time.
Did you?
Yeah, I just had it in my hand.
I'm scared. And like my camera never left my bag, that one.
Yeah. Do you know what? I feel like when we were seeing an artist, we were like in a group and there was so much space around us. Like, yeah. Not at one point. It wasn't shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah.
Never been to a festival like that.
Yeah, but then Coachella itself is fucking huge.
Yeah, it is. It's giant.
It's ginormous. Like, you are walking for all the day.
I was clocking like 20K steps a day.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, I should have checked actually. Yeah,
fucking hell. I was like, literally, I was like, oh, girl's going to get fit here.
Yeah. And I wasn't that hungry. Everyone, did you get food at the festival?
We did a little bit. The food was really expensive.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think I bought 3 shots for $99.
That's robbery.
Yeah.
That is actually robbery. Yeah,
I did 5 drinks for a round. It was £201.
I think you got me drinking that round. So now I owe you like five.
No, I'm sorry for that. Don't you worry. But yeah, so what happened? So we flew there. I thought you were on a flight. You weren't.
No.
Because we were at the airport at the same time.
Yeah, you were not. When we got off the flight, I was like, where the fuck's Chloe?
We were already on the way to the hotel.
How did that work? Did we just get a slow plane?
Yeah, I wonder, because we got off and got to customs and we were like straight in, straight out, getting car. We were at the hotel by 6 p.m.
Did you fly British Airways?
No.
No, so we were British Airways.
Oh, we were Austrian Airways.
Mm, fancy. Never flown that one before.
No, neither. I didn't think it was any different. Like, it was fine.
Yeah, well, you guys got there sooner, which was good. Because I was like watching your Snapchats and I'm like, how are they ahead of us? What's going on?
We were really running. You guys had a little bit of a wait at customs, didn't you?
Yeah, so my suitcases like didn't come. Like they did, but not till like an hour later. So we had to wait there.
Oh, so annoying. Yeah. So many people.
It was. And like the other girls had been drinking. And for some reason, I was like responsible to get us to the car again.
Yeah, but you are very responsible on trips, I would say.
I didn't know I was the one in charge. And everyone's like, who's in charge here? And I was like, oh, I think it's me. So I'm like looking for my suitcase. The other girls are a little bit tipsy. I'm like, oh, this is a nightmare. But we eventually got there.
You got it. Got to hotel. What did you do that night? Just get food and go to bed?
Yeah, we got food. So we ordered Uber Eats and that didn't arrive. Someone stole it. Chick-fil-A.
Oh no, I love Chick-fil-A. Oh, someone stole it.
Yeah, someone stole it from outside the hotel. So we just got room service, which is chill. We had a good sleep because we needed it.
Yeah, because you had quite a long day. Then what time did you get up the next day?
I got up at 6 o'clock. I went to the gym.
I got up at 5, but I didn't go to the gym.
Yeah, I saw like in the group chat, I was like, is anyone awake? Everyone's just buzzing in the group chat. We must have all been like jet lag.
Yeah, I'm like, jet lag's just ruining my life.
It's not so bad when you go there to LA.
Yeah, but back here. What the fuck? Mm.
It is so brutal and I feel so dramatic because we were there for like, what, 8 days?
Yeah, and we're quite like, long.
Yeah, it is. But I think like we're complaining about the jet lag like we lived there our whole life. But it's serious.
It's very serious. Yeah, so what time have you been going to bed?
Well, I've been stupid. I've been going to bed at like 1 a.m.
Yeah, I'm doing like 2, 3 a.m. I took a melatonin last night though.
Oh, I've been having these like little chewy things.
Yeah?
Yeah, they're really yummy.
I was in a fucking coma. I woke up at 9:30 because I needed the locksmith to come because I locked myself out the post box. Pretty boring. And I was literally staring at him and I was thinking, who the fuck are you? What time have you been waking up then, late?
Yeah, I've been waking up pretty late. So today I got up at 10 and I'm here. So.
Oh, that's so fine.
Yeah, 10 o'clock's reasonable.
That's so reasonable.
Stay up later, so do my work later.
Yeah.
You know? Right. Justifying it.
Back to LA. Then we had the gifting suite.
That was so fun.
That was vibes.
I did not know that was going to be the gifting suite. You know when we go to LA with White Fox?
I thought it was the other one.
Yeah. It like we do go down this, it's quite far away from our hotel usually. And it's not a nice area as like the one we went to. And then we went to this like house in Beverly Hills. And I thought I'd been like dropped off at the wrong place. I thought they'd just drop me off at a random mansion.
House, so did we.
Yeah, I was so scared. I was like, am I walking into someone's house here? But it was weird like being in there. I was like people watching the whole time because I got my nails done there.
Oh, yeah, you got your nails. I should have done that because all mine fell off.
Oh, so good. When Whitney saw I didn't have my nails done for Coachella, she actually almost had a heart attack.
Whitney, this girl. I bet she did. Girl, where are your nails?
Yeah. She was freaking out. Aww. But I got my nails done there. Yeah, and I was kind of just like people watching. And it's so weird, I think, being in LA, like, I'm just a small girl from Tasmania.
Yeah.
And you're there. And I see, like, all these big people coming in. I'm like, oh, my God. As if I'm, like, in the same room as, like, these huge TikTokers and influencers.
Who did
like,
you see?
I didn't even know what their names are. I honestly don't.
Stassi went, who's Kylie Jenner's best mate. She was there. I didn't see her. I'd left at that point.
I was there the whole day. I was watching everyone walking in, look at their outfits.
Oh, fuck.
It felt like literally a movie. I think, like, you know the, like, tropes and the American, like, stereotypes that you see in movies? I could like see everyone walking in like that and I was like, oh my God, it actually just feels like the movies.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's so like in London, if we saw someone really famous, everyone would be like gagged.
Yeah, I know.
But in LA, you have to act cool.
Yeah, that was me at Coachella when we saw Paris Hilton.
I was so drunk.
I was going to say you were there. Don't say you weren't. Because I said to you, I was like, Chloe, should I get a photo? And you were like, no.
Whoa.
And I was like, oh my God, I need that photo.
You should have got, don't listen to me when I'm drunk. I'm not serious.
Literally, she like strutted through. She was like the most vibrant, happy person I've ever seen.
Hey,
apparently, Chloe. She's like 40.
Really?
Someone said she's like 40. I was like, babe, she looks younger than me.
Yeah, what the fuck?
She looked so good. Oh. And then she just waved at us like that.
Yay!
Oh God, she was strutting through and waved at us.
Absolutely trolleyed at this point.
I know.
But it was so weird at the festival because you could only drink in certain areas.
Yeah.
So like, you know, I thought you had to down your drinks naturally.
Yeah, well, were we just walking around drinking anywhere?
No.
See, I wasn't like across this rule, so I was just going with the flow.
I think you were just vibing, but Millie had told me that you can only drink in certain areas. I down my drinks anyway, so I don't actually like the taste of alcohol, believe it or not. So I always down them and then I always fart. But then there was like this one VIP bit we were in, like the Rose Garden or something.
There, that's where I think I did most of my drinking at the festival. And it was like really chilled in there.
Yeah, so, like kind of weird vibes in there, I'd say.
I don't know what it was. It felt like a market.
Yeah.
It was really pretty.
It was so beautiful for like a big house stage to be on the right. Yeah, it was a strange festival.
When I think of like a festival, like I literally was like, oh, I'm going to pack a bandana,
yeah.
my like sunglasses so I don't get dust in my eyes.
Yeah.
I expected to come back with like dirt in my hair. Crystal clean.
Yeah.
Clean as heck.
Makeup still intact.
Beautiful. Could have done a photo shoot.
Should have done, actually, except I was so fucking drunk. So was that. Well, I feel like bouncing around. Right, gifting sweet. Then, you went to the dinner.
I went to the dinner.
I didn't.
Where were you?
I'm a tired girl. I need 10 hours sleep.
Yeah.
So I hadn't eaten. No, we had eaten and we had a few drinks and I was like, let's have a nap. We napped. I woke up to White Fox calling me and then I was like, fuck. And then all of a sudden, like my stomach, because I feel like when you fly and whatever, I got a sensitive stomach. So I was on the toilet. I'm not going to go too much into it.
We don't need those details.
No. But I ate a full pack of Imodium because we had this fucking drive the next day. I was so worried. But I slept on the bathroom floor that night because I was so unwell. But you went to the dinner.
Yeah, I went to the dinner.
Tell us about the dinner.
We walked downstairs. The first thing I said, where's Chloe and Millie? And someone said, I saw on a Snapchat, they're asleep.
Yeah.
Probably the highlight of my day. Got to admit, that's funny.
It is. Thank God. Like, White Fox just want you to have a good time.
Yeah, bless them.
Yeah, so they weren't that bothered. Well, I at least didn't think so. I did really apologise.
I think they were sweet.
They were so fine. And also, like, to land, drink in the day and then go for dinner, only the young can do it.
Yeah, you were doing good. When I saw you girls out drinking on your Snapchat, I was like, that's brave.
Yeah.
That's brave and bold. Could not be doing that.
Yeah, we did that. We went shopping and I left my shopping in the Uber. It was really bad. We painted some bears.
Love that from you.
Yeah. So how was the dinner? What went on there?
The dinner was really nice. So the dinner was actually really chilled. It was at a beautiful location. Can't remember the name.
I think it was.
Yeah.
I do want to
real bad with names, everyone.
Oops.
But yeah, it was beautiful. The food was really, really good. I had a bit of a chill time. Had an espresso martini and didn't drink just because I knew we had that bus drive. And like usually at the White Fox dinners, I do get accidentally really drunk.
Accidentally on purpose.
Yeah. It's free drinks. But yeah, it was pretty chill. Just kind of relaxed because we had a big day ahead. So
yeah. So the next day, because me and Millie had gone to bed at like 2 p.m., we actually woke up at 1 a.m. and we couldn't sleep.
Oh my God. You guys are having a nightmare.
We fucked it, but we always do. We woke up at 1 a.m. so we just sat around and waited until midday where we had to get this fucking coke.
Wait, so you didn't go back to sleep?
No.
Oh my God.
I think I'm so run down. That's why I got so ill because I just didn't know. We woke up at 1 and like we had room service and then we were planning on going back to bed. Didn't happen. So we were just sat there like watching the sun come up and like waiting.
That's
so bad. It was so fucking bad.
Oh,
so then we got the bus. Should we talk about the bus?
That bus ride.
Tell us about the bus ride.
Someone told us it was 2 to 3 hours.
Yeah.
It was like 8.
It was so long.
It was the longest. We left at a really bad time, I think.
I think we did because my friend left an hour before us and it took her 3 hours.
Yeah. Do you know what? We did stop 3 times.
Did we? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we did. We got like Taco Bell snacks.
Yep.
And then did we maybe only stop two times?
I think we stopped again.
Yeah, for a toilet break.
For a toilet break.
So it's probably our fault. Yeah. But like still.
No, because those stops don't take 4 hours. No. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got Taco Bell. I don't know if I like Taco Bell.
I don't like Taco Bell.
No.
I'm sorry. I hate to say it, but yeah. It was gross. And I just got like, when we were in there, it was just weird vibes.
It was very strange.
It was weird. There was like, they were like dancing out in the car.
Oh, yeah, this was so weird.
Break dancing.
We wanted to just lay down in the sun. So like me, Millie, Whitney, Jazz and Liz were all like laid in the car park. And then someone said, do a cartwheel. I used to be a gymnast back in the day, so I did a cartwheel. And then I did a crab walkover. I'm just putting, you don't need to
look
know that
you
I can do that. Yeah. But then this woman came out. What was her name?
I can't remember.
Oh, Fug Smash.
It was something cute. Like, she reminded me of like a little fairy.
Yeah.
Very happy, happy fairy.
Yeah. This woman came out and she was like, can I join your party? Yeah. We were like, yeah, go on. She's like, cartwheel, whatever. And then it turns out she's a rapper.
Oh, she's a rapper?
She's a rapper.
I thought she was just rapping.
No, she's a rapper. She was rapping somewhere. She just started rapping with us. And we were just like, we were delirious at this point. We were like, woo. She's like, give us some words to rap with. So we were like, money. And I don't know. I can't even remember. I'll send you the Snapchat clip. But yeah, that was weird.
I was literally sitting eating my lunch. Yeah. At Taco Bell. I was looking outside the window and I was like, what is going on out there? Chloe's doing like backflips. You got Whitney twerking. Some girl's rapping. Yeah. I was like, what am I missing here?
I was actually inside. Yeah, that was weird. I feel like that was the tone of the whole holiday.
That didn't feel real.
No, it didn't.
It felt like a dream.
Yeah, we stopped in like the middle of absolutely nowhere. There was like a dentist as well, like opposite.
I think we were all so tired and delirious at that point. So when we went to Taco Bell, I was like, it just doesn't feel like real life. It honestly didn't feel like real life.
We were so tired. And then stop there. But then we got to the house.
The house was stunning.
Tell us about the house.
Oh my God. We were absolutely spoiled. Like we actually were.
Yeah.
We were so close to the festival. The house was stunning. It was huge. I'm sorry. I reckon it was nicer than the Love Island Villa.
By fucking miles, mate. By miles.
Had a barbecue out there. Yeah. Not that I can cook a barbecue, but no.
There was a little fire pit.
There was a fire pit.
For us islanders.
The pool. You had a really nice room, massive room.
Me and Millie got really fucking spoiled, didn't we?
Yeah, you did. Your room was so nice.
We had our own wing.
So I like am real bad with directions. So if I like walk out of a room, I go the same way I came in. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so I kept accidentally walking into your room.
Yeah.
Like literally 20 times I thought I was going to my room and I was going to yours.
Because where we were, we like hung off the lounge area and I knew people were just walking in. I would just be in bed like no clothes on. They'd be like, hey, I was like, hi, you okay?
How about on the last day when the chef asked to go to the toilet?
Ah!
So
I was in hell. I was in my own. I was so ill, so hungover. Like after day after,
we really stitched Chloe up here.
I was like naked in bed. I had my pants on, but I was laid there and I was just, you know, when you just want to be on your own and you just want to be peace of quiet. I was just watching TikTok, and then this man walks in. He was like, "Where's the toilet?" I was like, "What? There?" And then he just went to the toilet. And it just felt really awkward.
So we were all sitting at the dinner table and there was no like designated just open space sharing bathroom. Mm. The only bathrooms were in everyone's bedrooms. So when the chef says, oh, where's the bathroom?
Yeah.
We all looked at each other and I was like, oh, my one's like broken. And then everyone was just looking at each other like, where do we send him? And we were like, Chloe's got the biggest room.
Yeah.
So we go, oh yeah, like just that room.
You bitch. Oh, God.
Apologies. When you went in, one of the girls is like, too bad if Chloe's on the toilet right now.
I come to fucking
with a salt belly like first
I
night.
Have oh, God. I just feel like I'm clearly intolerant to like some sort of food, a lot of food. Speaking of Coachella, basically, I was manically stressing because Coachella is like, it's a separate vibe. I don't know, but I don't really have accessories that go for that. So I was literally searching online for so many things. I found so many cute things like belts, earrings, just shitloads of accessories, cowboy hats on little brands that are all using Shopify, who have kindly sponsored today's pod. So you know, okay, if you don't, welcome. I love Shopify and what they do. And if you don't know, they are revolutionizing businesses worldwide and connecting you you have a small business or a big one with customers like me, Chloe Burrows. So if you want simple selling online and in person, that is exactly what Shopify does. No matter what stage you're at, so you can successfully grow your business. Girl boss, slay honey queen, boots house down. You know the vibes. Shopify even gets you selling across social media like Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. And you lot know about TikTok Shop. Freddie Bentley told us about TikTok Shop, okay? So you guys can sign up for just £1 per month for a trial period at shopify.co.uk/Chloe, all lowercase. Go to shopify.co.uk/Chloe to take your business to the next level today and kick me out, because guess what? I've got trips this year and I need fucking accessories. One more time for those in the back that didn't hear, that is shopify.co.uk/Chloe. Right, so then we had dinner. Then it was day one, Coachella.
Woo!
Which I fucked.
Yeah.
Okay. I know I shouldn't promote this, but I had to be in a bikini on 4 days later for a photo shoot. So I was very wary of not stuffing my face with the beautiful breakfast that I, idiot. Mistake number one.
Gotta eat up before you drink.
You do. You fucking
do. Rookie mistake.
You have to carb load.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. So I barely had like fruit and like some turkey sausages and eggs. Like I should have had toast and whatever.
Yeah.
Mistake number one. Number two, we went to the Celsius event.
Okay, that event got me. Free drinks. That was okay. It was good fun, good vibes, and it was free drinks. And they weren't just like lightly pouring
that
drink.
No, it was Celsius and tequila. Celsius, for those of the, I don't even think we have it in the UK because I don't think you're allowed to have it. It's like an energy drink, isn't it?
I think so.
And it's like way more caffeine than a Red Bull.
So I didn't even know that. I was just plugging them down.
Oh my God, babe. Celsius is like fucking rocket fuel.
I was a rocket that night.
Yeah, you fucking, yeah. So we had loads of Celsius and tequila. It was like 40 degrees.
The heat as well. The heat. No food, those drinks, because drinks were huge.
Yeah.
And they were putting a lot of tequila in too.
Yeah.
The heat, I think, is also another thing. Like when I had a big brekkie, just because I knew that heat is going to get you.
I should have.
All the walking. Celsius party was fun.
That was so good.
So fun.
T-Pain was there.
I know. Megan Fox was there.
Don't remember that, but apparently she was.
My favorite story of the trip is, I think it was Millie.
Yeah.
Asked her for a photo and Megan Fox goes, no.
Millie had so much courage apparently to go up and ask that. She's so fucking famous. She said, no. No thanks.
I can't believe that. But she said it really nicely.
Yeah, like, she was so nice. Then we got into VIP.
Yeah.
But again, that was like a weird. Well, Georgia, the owner of White Fox, is obviously a very, very VIP. She fucking knows everyone.
Yeah.
She's so cool. She was in VIP and we kind of walked past and we're like, hey, and she was like, come on in.
I literally remember that. Like, no, what were we doing there?
No, so I'm talking about the one where it was on like a patio.
Yeah, that's where I was.
Yeah. Okay, so that one. So we got in there and there was like Noah Beck, Harry Jowsey, Carter Gregory, Whitney dared me to go.
No, of course Whitney did.
Yeah, Whitney dared me to go up and say hello to Noah Beck. I was like, okay, cool. Because I know who, like, he's huge, isn't he? Do you know who Noah Beck is?
Wait, is this the bit? Because I think I have photos of us in this area.
Okay.
I think I was there when
you
talked
with
to
me.
Harry as well.
Yeah, I spoke to Harry. I don't remember what I said to him, but I was like, I need to go. I made a beeline for Harry Jowsey. Just because I think he's really, like, I don't fancy or anything, but I think he's really cool. So, no, I don't really know. He's really not my type, but he's like so famous. So when he dared me to go over to Noah Beck, so I like went over to him and I was like, oh my God, Noah, I just have to say, I'm your number one fan.
And what did he say to this?
He was like, oh, thank you so much. And then he was like, oh my God, I love your vibe. And I was like, no, I love your vibe. I love your TikTok, like your dancing, like you're so good at dancing.
Chloe just being so nice. Why I can't imagine this.
Yeah.
You fanning over someone.
Yeah. Well, it's just what came out. My mum was obviously pissed out of my head. So I was like, oh my God, you're so amazing. And then he actually like was like, oh, are you enjoying Coachella? Like, where are you guys staying? And like, he was actually really nice. He spoke to me. Then in the corner of my eye, I saw Harry Jowsey and I thought, fuck it.
I remember this bit.
Tell me what happened.
You just ran over to him and he actually came over to our whole group, spoke to all of us, said hello and stuff. And then I think he just pretty much left. Like, he could tell the fangirl vibes.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I got, the impression I got.
Yeah, well, he was on reality TV. Guess what? So were fucking we, mate.
He did say, No, he was quite polite when he came over, but I think he was just like, too much is going on here.
Okay.
And then got out of there.
Fair enough. I mean, I just wanted to do one TikTok dance.
You should have asked him.
Too embarrassed. That was embarrassing.
I have some cute photos of us at this point too.
Do you?
Yeah.
You got loads of pictures.
Yeah, we did a photo shoot in front of like the, when we were in the VIP there.
Thing.
That little wall thing that you see.
No, we did pictures.
Yeah, I've got them. So I've got proof we were in that bit.
Good.
Do you know, I almost got declined from that area though.
Why?
Because I'm dumb. So when you go to Coachella, you have to put all your wristbands on your right hand.
Yeah.
I don't know my left from right. So when I got one, I put it on my left. And they were like, they like saw it and they were like, no, you can't come in because I had my wristband on my left hand.
What?
Yeah. And then I was like, oh no, I can. And then I like showed them and I just told them that I was dumb and they let me in. But he said like, you need to get that wristband off because you're not going to get in. I think it's like a code thing. So only wristbands on the one wrist.
I never knew that.
Yeah, I had the Neon Carnival one on my wrong hand.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I almost got declined.
Relax. That's so silly.
Yeah.
Same, you can just scan it.
Really embarrassing as well.
Yeah.
It's like, please let me in.
Oh, I did get us kicked out of VIP, that one.
Did you?
Yeah, me and Laura were dancing. We really fell over because we were steaming and they were like, get the fuck out. So I got everyone from White Fox kicked out of VIP.
Ah, I thought we just left. I honestly was just like.
Well, I think they were like, you've had too much drink, like slow down. And then they were like, this is beyond embarrassing. Now let's leave. Then we were in a different VIP.
Well,
on the
yeah,
stage.
That was fun. And then there was like the other bit and I just climbed under the fence.
Yeah, so did I. I think me and you did it.
It was really, really fun. It was like T-Pain and everything
there. That's where the famous people were, I think.
Yeah, and then there was just us. And I'm not going to lie, we were having the most fun.
Yeah,
I'll
we
say
were.
That in a polite way. Like, we're not messy, but we just allow.
We're excited.
Yeah, we're excited. Yeah. Like, that was exciting. I'm like, I spent half of that time though. I don't know what the fuck was going through my head. But because I had a tiny little bikini on, I had nipple covers.
Yeah.
And I literally, so I lost a nipple cover.
Oh.
Yeah, I lost a nipple cover, right? But I don't know what was going on in my head. I was like, that wasn't a part of the plan. I need my nipple cover. So I.
Oh, you're looking for it.
Started out a search party, getting everyone I'm with, all the White Fox girls, guys, I need to find my nipple cover. Searching for it. I go up to the security guard of this VIP area where all these famous people are. And I'm like, excuse me, this is really important. I've lost my nipple cover. Can you like, can you see it? Can you find it?
Oh my God.
This guy
is
like, what the hell? No, I haven't seen your love heart shaped nipple cover.
That's so weird. I know. Why not?
I really needed it. I didn't want my nipple to
come. No, obviously not. You need your nipple cover.
It was like skin
color. Oh, it's a good one.
Yeah. And then Jazz, one of the White Fox girls, comes over to me. And guess what stuck to her bag?
Your nipple cover. Oh my God, no way.
She's walking around with my love heart nipple cover on her bag. So I found it.
Excellent news.
But that's what I wasted my VIP time on.
Yeah. Well, I left that VIP because I'd seen my like friend from home.
Oh, cute.
And then he was like, you need to go. You need to leave. But then everyone was leaving anyways. And then I don't remember what happened next. Literally could not fucking tell you.
Did you come on the bus with us?
Yeah, I was on the bus.
Yeah. So I remember we had to, instead of going straight to the festival, we had to go home.
Yeah.
To drop you off.
I think everyone's getting
Millie
changed.
And Whitney. Yeah. So then we ran in and I did a quick change because the nipple cover situation. I didn't want to be at Coachella. So I did a quick change. So I actually have like a second outfit for the first day, which I'm really proud of myself because I was quite intoxicated. I went in and put on a random outfit that I never even had as a Coachella option.
Yeah.
And while I was drunk as well, I did a little photo shoot outside. I got some night. I woke up the next day and I was like, oh my God, she was on job.
So congrats.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Then we went to the festival and obviously you girls didn't come. So we were like with the White Fox crew the whole night.
Yeah.
I don't like to rub it in your face, but we had such a fun time.
Yeah,
it was
but you did.
So much fun. Saw Lana Del Rey, Billie Eilish came out.
Yeah, good.
Yeah,
good.
It was really fun.
I've realized I'm way too old to be doing like double sessions. I can't drink the first one if I want to drink the second one.
Do you know what? I have noticed this about you.
Yeah.
Because.
See?
You know what? Like, I actually have.
Yeah.
I remember the last White Fox thing we did.
Yeah.
You just vanished.
Yeah, like, we went home early. Everyone else was going. Me and Millie left. Like, everyone was at the dinner. Everyone was ready to go clubbing. And I was like, I'll be going to bed now.
Yeah. And do you know what? Respect to you, though. Because you do. When she arrives, she goes hard.
Yeah.
Like, you don't joke
around. I set the tone.
Yeah, you set the tone. You set the vibes for everyone else. And then you just leave us.
I do a French exit. And then I just, you know, let everyone continue the vibe.
Yeah.
Okay. Then, so I came home, fell asleep with pizza in my mouth because you did the thing like, who's most drunk? And I watched it. I was like, I don't even fucking remember this. Oops. So you could check Jesse's TikTok out for that. And Millie was doing some content with Drunk Me as well. Like, I feel like Drunk Me content just goes so viral and it's the last thing that you would want to go viral. But
I think it's because you're so unintentionally funny.
Because I'm not on this planet. Right. Day one. Did you go to an after party on day one?
I actually didn't. I did come. Yeah, I came back because I actually didn't drink anything at Coachella. So
you're so responsible, Jesse. This is where you end up in charge.
I knew my limit and I was like, we need to stop this. So I didn't drink anything at the actual festival.
Yeah.
I really wanted to see Lana Del Rey and I wanted to remember it. So no more drinks. It was actually freezing by that time as well. Yeah. So tired, cold. Didn't go to an after party. Went home and tucked myself into bed. So.
Stunning.
Yeah.
Day two.
Day two.
I think day two might have been my favorite.
Yeah.
Like, I think day two and day three was like
Michael Beebe we saw.
Oh!
Yes. Now how I'm good. Yeah.
Day two. Get up. Go again. However, I didn't have like an alcoholic drink at 10 a.m. I left it till like 1 p.m.
We went out a lot later this day.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. But like, we went at like 3, 4.
I think we went at, yeah, that day. We waited later, didn't we? Or was that the last day?
No, the last day. I think you and Ellie went, then we met you there. I think you went at 5 and we came at 6.
Okay.
I don't know, day two.
What happened? I think we were still hungover.
Yeah, I feel like that. The lines are blurred, but we defo saw Michael Beebe.
Yeah.
That was my highlight, I think, of Coachella.
Same. It was my favorite artist I saw, but I thought the crowd would be nuts.
Yeah.
But like, I just don't think the Coachella crowd is anything like UK festivals.
I feel like me, like you and Ellie ran into the crowd and we were like dancing.
We were going mad. Yeah. But I think like we looked like we were crazy.
Yeah. But like if Michael Beebe was in Ibiza.
That would have been going off.
Shelling it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wasn't it like his first set back?
Yeah.
So I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And everyone was just like.
Yeah.
And I was like,
it was like kind of just like a lot of filming. Yeah. We were just really
stomping. We were going nuts.
No, and then before that or after that or the next day, when was Thames? Oh, that was day three.
That was fun.
That was good.
That was my favorite.
When was Doja Cat?
Doja Cat was day three as well.
Who did we see on day two?
Michael Beebe. Did we see Ice Spice? Was she?
Yes! Yes! Ice Spice!
Oh my God, she is mad, right? Any type of artist that performs on a stage, honestly, my hat goes off them because unbelievable. Honestly, the fact that they can get up there, she was like shaking her booty. Yeah. She was like dancing around. Yeah. She was rapping. She sounded good.
Yeah, she sounded good.
I would have been like puffing out, like panting if I was her. Her face, like no like break in character. She was like stern face. Her face had all the character. She looked amazing. And I'm like, mate, I can't even walk to the bar without panting. Like,
yeah, I know exactly.
I can't even do a TikTok dance.
Yeah, exactly.
She was just like she on was stage. So good. Incredible.
That was really fun. And then we left and went home and then we just called it a night.
Yeah.
That night. We kind
Which
of
was smart.
Back. That
we
was
so
good.
Mature.
Yeah.
Look at us. Yeah.
Day three, I'd entered a whole new realm of hell. I actually thought I wasn't going to go.
I remember you girls saying, I was like, no, you have to come.
Well, I was ill. I was now physically unwell. Mm. Like I was coughing, spluttering, you know, I hadn't even showered yet. And everyone else was kind of rallying. And I was looking like, how are you doing that? How has everyone got here? But I think once you commit, then it's fine. But I just wasn't committing to going.
No, I remember I was all dressed and ready to go. And you just got out of the shower.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't think she's going to come.
No.
You were like in your pajamas too.
Literally lay there on the sofa all day just watching everyone leaving like one by one. But then we were told Justin Bieber was coming out of Thames.
So that's why you came?
Yeah.
I love it. Chloe had the insight with this. She told me that too. So that's why we went and stayed there that whole set.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Someone knew Thames's hairdresser. We got told, so we were like, fuck it, get up and get ready.
Yeah.
We told Whitney, don't even put your eyelashes on. We're getting out the fucking door.
You girls looked really good though. That
was my favorite day.
Yeah. You went real casual look.
Yeah.
You looked like amazing. And I think there's something about when you dress casual, I think you always have a rowdier night.
Yeah. So that night was chaos, I think.
That was so fun.
That night was so much fun because we saw Thames, Justin Bieber, so the vibes were like really high.
I remember we saw Hailey Bieber in the crowd.
Yeah.
We were just standing in the crowd. I wouldn't even say we were that far in.
No.
And she was just standing right in front of us dancing. So a few of the other girls went and got a photo of her and then we were too late to get a photo because they think she was like, okay, let's run away now.
Yeah,
then
yeah,
she just
yeah.
Further went into the crowd. Seeing Justin Bieber was mad.
Yeah, that was mad. That was so good. And Wizkid, actually, he came out. So we saw that. Then we saw Lil Yachty.
You didn't like that as much, did you?
No. It was like really rock and roll.
I think his set started off really slow and we just, yeah. It wasn't on our vibe, that type of music.
No,
at
like
that
we
point.
Were ready. We were so like on such a good vibe from Justin Bieber. For it to be like quite grungy was.
It's just,
weird.
Yeah. He did come out on a little boat.
Yeah,
was
yeah,
funny.
Yeah. That was cool. It was fucking huge.
It was huge.
But then we went to Doja Cat.
Doja Cat is. Honestly, what a performer.
Oh, my day. We were, like, mesmerized.
How was she doing that? I was, like, watching the way she, like, moves her hips and stuff, and I was like,
what? And then she had all this hair. She's a demon? And she cut hair off, and we were all just there, like. I didn't know a lot of the song. I thought she'd play that role. It was all new music, I think.
I didn't know the songs. Well, like, her main songs, I thought she would have played. I don't think she even played them.
I couldn't tell. I think there was what, I can't remember. There was one I kind of knew.
Yeah. But Doja Cat started off like in the middle of the crowd.
Yeah.
In that white suit thing.
No, the hair.
No, I think she had a big white.
Oh, you're so
seat.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So she started in that and then she like crawled up.
Yeah.
And then she was just dancing her heart out. And I was like, how can you sound good and dance like that?
I know what you mean.
I just can't get over how like talented these people are.
Yeah.
It blows my mind. Like, do you remember when she was like twerking on that guy? She was like,
yeah. Yes. Oh my God.
Like, she's not, that's not normal. That is like, I don't how does she do that?
I can't shake ass even on a good day.
No, I couldn't even like honestly do the renegade dance to save my life, let alone do any of that stuff. It was like, wild.
No, she was probably like, as a performer, I think she was the best.
Her show was really cool. That dance with all the hair.
Was sick.
Yeah.
Then everyone was like, let's go or let's go to an after party. I was like, no, no, we're going to John Summit.
Yes.
So I fucking dragged, I feel really bad about this. I dragged everyone because it's like, Coachella's fucking huge. I dragged everyone to John Summit and, you know, the walk was long. I was cold and I bought a pashmina on the way and some sort of hoodie. Like I was purchasing and I dragged everyone to John Summit. But I feel like if you don't know John Summit, it's heavy tech, isn't it?
I actually like John Summit.
Do you?
Yeah. So I thought it was good, but the people we were with.
They weren't vibing.
They weren't vibing.
They weren't enjoying. And I felt a bit bad because they were a bit like, Chloe, what the fuck?
No, but wasn't it rumored that he was going to bring Dom Dolla out?
Well, he did. We just missed it.
So, we left before that because he said he's bringing a special guest out. Brings out the special guest. It's not Dom Dolla. So we're like, okay, let's go.
Yeah. Because I felt bad for like making, because we're with Millie, Whitney. I don't think Whitney likes heavy techno music. And then my friends Phoenix and AJ, who are also not big fans of techno.
We just didn't look like we belonged there at that point, our group.
Yeah, a bit silly. But yeah, it was like, it was heavy. Like we could kind of get into it.
It was fun though.
Yeah, like I could have stayed. I felt a bit awkward. And then no side of Dom Dolla.
So we left. Bye. Then we get home and what do we see all over TikTok?
I literally could have cried. And also, he was on at the same time on the second day as Neon Carnival, but we all left to go to Neon Carnival and then decided not to go to Neon. So I literally just didn't see him for no reason.
I saw him the first night, actually.
Bitch!
But you weren't there either.
Because I was on the bus to Neon.
No, the first night's when you didn't.
Oh, on the first night! Yeah. So, 3 out of 3 days I could have seen him and I just missed every single one.
Great job.
He's in Ibiza in July, so I'll be going.
You got this.
Right. So, yeah. Then the next day was a recovery day.
Recovery day was fun.
We got IVs.
Yeah.
Did you get one?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I just chilled. He told me that my blood pressure is really high.
Oh.
Yeah. And he told me I need to go to the doctor. So I was like.
Have you done that?
No.
Okay.
Not yet.
Oopsie.
I was like, can you just not tell me that today?
Yeah. Now's not the day for you to be telling me that. That was quite a long day, that recovery day.
And we got all that pizza when we got back.
We just got shit loads of pizza. Actually, it was quite funny because Rachel Leary and Madison had ordered Wingstop and like gone missing. And they were like, don't order food. Like, you're not going to get it. You're not going to get it. I was like, fuck. Well, I fucking ordered it now. 2 minutes later, the delivery driver had walked about a mile to make sure we got our pizza. So we stuffed our little faces, didn't we?
I've never eaten so much pizza in my life. And it was good.
So good.
That ranch sauce.
Oh, banging.
Oh, my God. I think that's why I actually felt so sick the recovery day.
Yeah, because we'd eaten too. I felt like ill.
Because
American
so
food is really oily.
It was huge. The pizzas were giant. They were like bigger than this couch. We were sitting there eating one.
So that was Coachella. You've been to, have you been to a UK festival yet?
I've been to We Are Festival.
Okay.
So I need to do more festivals here in the UK.
You do?
That's on my list for this year, yeah.
Where's the best festival, UK, Australia or LA?
I think, even though I've only been to one in the UK, I think it's going to be the UK.
Really?
I think the UK are a rowdy bunch and I love that. Like, and I think in Australia, I love the music festivals, always have so much fun. Like, we have like, our music festivals are like mixed though with all the artists. So for example, you have like a house tech. You know how you guys just have like a genre?
Yeah.
We'll have like Peggy Goo and Central Cee at the same
music
festival in Australia.
Oh, okay.
It's like so far away. I think it's
everyone can come.
Jam it into one. So I think the UK have really good festivals and they're all set for the genre of music that
that
they've planned out. So I'm excited to do UK festivals.
Are you going to go to this year?
I really want to do Glastonbury.
Oh, same, but good luck trying to get tickets.
Apparently, yeah.
They're all sold out this year,
I'm manifesting.
No, I think it's all sold out this year.
4 days?
I think it's four or five.
Brilliant.
But you have to have applied in like January for tickets.
Oh.
And you can't resell them. It's so hard to get tickets. Maybe a brand.
What other festivals then? I didn't know that.
There's Parklife.
Yeah.
I would say, I think I'm too old for Parklife now.
Do you know what? Just
very uni student.
I thought that I was too old for music festivals and then stopped going them for like a year or two. But I'm like, oh, who cares?
Yeah.
I'm gonna live it up.
No, but Parklife is very uni. Like it's quite a hardcore one, that one.
Okay.
Then Boomtown, I would say I don't feel old enough for, but I'm not hardcore enough to go to Boomtown. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then what have we got? Wireless. That's a fun day out in London. The weather's always nice.
Okay, lovely. I'm going to put all these on my list. Yeah, and I need to get across to some of them. Because I do think Coachella was fun, but I do think it's the tamest music festival I've ever been to.
Like, it's very tame.
It's very tame. And like, we need to let our hair out. We need to
Wireless is tame, I think. Wireless is really tame.
Which we do love, like a tame music festival at the same time. It doesn't always have to be like.
Yeah, it's fun for a day out.
Yeah.
But if you want to go.
I need to experience this.
Oh, go like, Parklife then.
I want that UK passport one day. I need to experience British culture.
Go to Parklife. Go Parklife this year. I think you'll really enjoy it. You'll really enjoy it. Right. Would you go back? What are your festival essentials?
Festival essentials. Lip gloss or like one with SPF so you don't get sunburnt lips. Yeah. Any like SPF as well for your face, sun cream, need that. My phone, my ID.
Yeah.
That's all. Whenever I go anywhere, I'm like, me, phone, passport. They're my keys. Yeah. I don't even think I have keys to anything. I live. My boyfriend looks after those.
Oh, well done. He does look after you, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
He gave you like a little, did you get your Coachella basket?
Yes. He had like a little. He's so cute. He had like vitamins. So he went, this is honestly so cute. He went to the store and said like what vitamins help people get over jet lag.
Oh, and he got them all for me.
I know. He's so cute.
Being single.
No, relationships are only good when they're with the right person. Yeah. And I'm going to like brag and say I'm with the right person.
Oh my God, you so are. I see yours and Will's content like normally anyways on TikTok. But I think since Coachella, I like can see all of it. I'm just like, wow, you guys are so fucking cute.
We're so happy.
But you're like goals.
We love it. We always say like it's unreal because we're like best friends and we're like very, very similar. All our interests are similar.
Yeah.
So we can like say we can go work on the farm together. We can go on a holiday together. We can do nothing together. Anything. It just feels like when we're together, it feels like you're on your own, but you're not. Does that make sense?
Oh, no,
like,
that's so good.
Yeah, it's perfect.
And that's really rare as well.
100%. We're like best friends and we obviously are dating, which is like win-win.
Yeah.
And then like you're just never lonely.
I love that for you. That's so cute. Did you watch Baby Reindeer?
Yes.
I watched it this weekend as well.
I don't know what to think.
I don't know. Apparently they found Martha.
They found her on social media.
Yeah.
People on social media, like they can find anything.
Yeah.
Apparently Martha's commenting and writing tweets about it. I saw TikToks. As she would though, if she's a stalker. I hope Martha's not watching
Apparently she didn't do jail time.
Really?
In real life.
So apparently the actor in it is the real guy.
Yeah.
That is wild.
It made me feel I had to kind of take a break. It was very overwhelming.
We watched it all in one sitting.
Oh. What were your thoughts on it?
I think that it was really intense. But yeah. I do think also like shone like a lot of light on things. Like
yeah.
even like communication. Like for example, that guy had a lot of guilt and fear. And then when he spoke out about it to his father, yeah. his father had gone through the same things. And it's like communicating and expressing how you feel is like one thing that could have prevented him from a lot of pain.
Yeah.
I think we can all take a little lesson from that.
Are you good at communicating things?
I think I am. I take a little bit. Like my first sign is like, I'll be grumpy. And then my boyfriend would be like, what's wrong? And I'm like, nothing.
Yeah.
And then he's like, well, there's obviously something wrong. Yeah. So then I like have to remind myself. I'm like, okay, stop being stubborn.
Yeah.
Talk about your emotions, even though it's a little bit awkward.
Yeah. It's oh, good.
But yeah, it was a really intense show, that one.
Would you recommend people to watch it?
depends. Honestly, watch it. But if you're like easily affected by things, you can probably
trigger warning on that one.
I'm still scared. Like hearing those voice notes, you know, when he's listening to the voice notes, that scared me, and her laugh has like haunted me. Because I remember watching the whole show, like, oh my God, I hope she doesn't show up.
Yeah.
Like, I was like feeling the fear for him. So I feel scared now.
Yeah, I don't want a stalker.
What ever. Did you think of that?
It was too intense. Was like, really and I was intense. Having my Coachella, you know, come down.
Baby like, reindeer this is a lot going cute.
On. Yeah. What the fuck? And then I was watching it. I didn't realize what I was getting into.
I was like, this looks nice.
Ooh. So I took a little break. Then went back to it. I thought it was interesting.
Yeah.
You watched Gentleman.
No.
I watched that. It was pretty good.
Okay, I'll put that on my list. Right. It's not as intense.
No, nowhere near.
Not what we need when we're hungover. No, we should have.
Yeah, yeah.
Jet lagged.
Honestly, what the fuck? Okay, we're going to play a game.
Yeah.
We're going to play Chloe versus Slang. So we've got UK words for you.
Right.
You've prepared us some Australian words.
Yeah.
We're going to see if you can get them.
Okay.
So if you guys want to know any slang for some other countries, okay, outside the UK and Australia, you can, maybe, by using Babbel, who are very kindly sponsoring today's pod. I love traveling, okay, but listen, I'm not fluent in any other language. So there's language barriers when I travel. So it can be quite difficult and definitely awkward at times. So I always said to myself, I want to learn another language. It was so difficult. And basically it would take me ages because some people say you can't teach an old dog new tricks, but guess what? You can with Babbel, and you can do it with just 10 minutes a day. Thank you Babbel for sponsoring today, because I'm going to Ibiza very soon. So I need Espanol in my back pocket. And basically it's just easy because it's on your phone and you can do flexible lessons. You can do a couple minutes here, a couple minutes there. And by the end of the day, semi-fluent. Babbel teaches you language for real life conversations, and it provides you a personal guidance so that you always feel motivated to learn. So much better than picking up a book or a tutorial online. Do you know what I mean? It's for you. Babbel is giving our listeners 6 months free with a purchase of a 6 month subscription with the promo code Chloe24. Buy 6 months, get 6 months free. So all you need to do is go to babbel.com/play and use promo code Chloe24 for an extra 6 months free. That is babbel.com/play, promo code Chloe24. Don't say I don't treat you. Babbel, your guaranteed path towards speaking a new language. Right, the first one is, do you know what spooky means?
Spooky?
Yep.
Like a bit weird?
Yeah!
Really? Yeah, okay. Let me go.
Oh, God. Okay. Do you know what like clarted or clarting means?
Clarted?
Yeah, if you're like clarted.
Like you're fucked.
Yeah, you could be. Or if you clart someone, you sleep with them.
Oh.
Just clarted her.
Clarted, really? Never heard that one before.
Really? Sorry, ignore me. I don't know why.
Do I need my phone for my ones, for you?
Oh, I think Molly's got them, don't worry. Okay. Yeah, so clarted, like this cold is clarting me. Fucking me up.
Clarting?
Yeah.
All right. And so it means you could sleep with someone too?
Yeah.
Like that what it means?
Well, I feel like a girl wouldn't say it.
Okay, but
a girl. Like, you know, like boys, and like, oh yeah, clarted her.
Okay, I'll take note if anyone ever says that.
Yeah, it's not very polite.
Okay. So I won't be going and using that one every day then.
No, don't use that every day. Okay, do you know what peak means?
Peak. Okay, I always get confused with this one. Is peak bad?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's not good.
No.
So I would think peak is good, because when you're at the peak, you're at the top.
I know, I agree.
Yeah. So that confused me. So that's peak is actually good. Because people would like comment on like TikTok, so I'm like, oh, I'm like so tired. And people are like, that's peak. I'm like, so what, you want me to be tired? You want that for me?
Yeah, they do.
I think I've learnt now.
Yeah, peak in England is bad.
Okay.
Right, what about, do you know, waste man?
Waste man. Like not a good person?
Yeah, like idiot.
See, I wouldn't like say waste man in my everyday.
No.
Waste man.
Well, I wouldn't either, by the way. I wouldn't be like, oh, he's such a waste man. Maybe I would, actually. Maybe I would. Do you know what lip sin is?
Kissing?
Yes!
Yes, Love Island. That's where I've learned that one, I think.
Ah, okay. What about a shubs?
A shubs?
Yeah.
Like a umbrella?
No. You could say, I'm having a little shubs tonight.
A cry?
No.
No. I don't cry at night, by the way, guys. Just to be clear.
So I was thinking, oh, I'm going to have a little cry tonight. No, okay. What, like, we're going to go to a shubs today.
To a shubs? A pub?
No. It's like a get-together.
Oh.
Maybe like in a van or having people around or like a party. Having a little shubs. Okay. Yeah. Little
well,
shubs.
Well, use that one.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Right, what about yacked?
Yacked.
Yeah.
Fucked.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Like if you're so drunk, you're yacked.
Yacked. Oh, I wouldn't use it in like a drunk term.
No.
Okay, yacked. I like that. I'm going to use that.
Yacked is good. Right, we'll do Australian. My old mate.
Oh, yeah. So what does old mate mean?
Just like mate. Me and me old mate.
You can kind of say it like that, but old mate's when you're either, I would say you're not a fan of the person.
Right.
Like say like my ex-boyfriend, I would not say his name. I'd say old mate when I was
oh,
old
that's
mate.
Good.
Yeah, or like if you forget someone's name, so old mate over there. They just get the title old mate.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to use that. Old
suits
mate.
Ya. Yeah, that yeah. suits you.
Right, what's the next one? Arvo.
Yeah, Arvo.
Arvo.
I can't just copy me.
Is it afternoon?
Afternoon, yeah.
Oh, is it?
Arvo. So this Arvo, I'll be doing this, I'll be
I
doing
like that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like abbreviated.
Yeah.
Do you know what ream means?
Ream?
Yeah.
Like, it sounds like something like you're going really fast. I don't know. Reaming down the road. No.
No, ream's like cool. Like,
oh, you're
ream.
Cool.
Yeah. I look ream, smell ream, be ream.
Oh. Ream. Really didn't. You've just never been called that before, so clearly not.
Right. Chock-a-block. That's like busy. Chock-a-block.
Yeah, chock-a-block full. So like...
Chock-a-block full?
Yeah.
I'd oh, say full.
Like, it's full. It's chockers.
Chockers?
Yeah. So if like, say you had, if there was like a nightclub, oh, it's chock-a-block.
Oh, chockers. Okay. I think we use that here sometimes.
Yeah. Same like a box. It just means there's no space.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. You've given me dunny toilet.
Tick.
I knew that from my mistake. Ooh. Gala.
A gala.
Gala.
Yeah. A gala.
You having a laugh?
No.
Gala. Tired? Like gala.
I don't know why, but it sounds like those words would work, but nah, gala's like an idiot. Like, you've been an absolute gala. Like,
aye. Yeah. That's just a good gala. One.
If you ever hear someone say that in Australia, they're just probably being an idiot.
Oh, gala.
Yeah.
Do we have any other words, idiot? I don't think we do. Fucking twat, probably. Right. Lollies.
Yeah, lollies.
Lollies. Ice creams.
Me and Will always talk about this and like semi-argue about this. So you call ice creams lollies?
Yeah.
No.
What is it?
So lollies are just like chocolate, candies, sweets, whatever you call them. All of them in one category is lollies.
What?
So when we have a...
That's not right.
In the shopping centre, it's the lolly aisle.
Is
so
it?
So all your sweets, I think you guys say.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Lollies. I don't know. I say ice cream, ice lolly.
Like lolly snakes and all that. Like
what's
ice
lolly
lollies thing? Would be an icy pole.
Oh, a pole. An ice pole. It is a pole, I suppose. Right, thongs I know are sandals.
Yeah, sandals.
Yeah, I'm like, sook. Ooh.
I can't believe this is not sook. A word worldwide.
Sook, sook.
I use this on Love Island all the time and the producers would make me re-say my sentence.
Is it rude?
No.
Oh.
A sook.
Dickhead?
You're just being like sulky, whingy, whiny.
Oh, you're in the
sook. Right, yeah, like, oh my God. I'm being a sook right now because I'm like complaining,
oh,
sulky, stroppy.
I am a sook person. I was
sook,
yeah.
Like, yeah, being like stroppy maybe.
Okay,
yeah.
Right. I like that one. Right, whoop whoop. Surely having a good time.
Having a good time. We're not on Sims.
Whoop whoop.
Whoop whoop's like the middle of nowhere.
What do you mean?
Like, so I live in Whoop Whoop. I live ages out of London. Well, this word's a bit weird when you're not from Australia.
I I live in Whoop Whoop.
Yeah, so like really far away out in the middle of nowhere. And
Coachella was Whoop Whoop.
Yeah, it was out in Whoop Whoop. Like, it's out in Whoop Whoop. In the middle of nowhere.
I like that Whoop Whoop. One.
Yeah.
It just sounds like nothing. You know, like I'm in Whoop Whoop.
Yeah. I've actually said to people that, where are you from? Like, oh, just like Whoop Whoop. And people were like, place. What's that?
Yeah, I would. If you said to me Whoop Whoop, like, what's that? I've never heard of that. I don't know. Right, Doona. Am I saying it right?
This one also blows my mind. So this isn't really slang. This is actually our word for it. But you guys call it something different.
Doona.
Doona. Do you know what a doona is?
Doona?
So we call, like, a doona is what you would call a duvet.
Oh!
Yeah.
So really?
Literally, when I was on Love Island and the producer would be like, oh, can you change the duvets or duvet covers? I don't know what you call them. I was like, the what? I thought they were taking the piss. So we call duvets, they're called doonas in Australia, and it's like a doona cover.
Oh, really? And yeah. Like the packaging says doona cover.
Yeah, it's a doona.
What the fuck?
Duvet sounds French.
Yeah, I think it might be. I'm like, doona.
Yeah, so doona.
Right.
Your blanket.
All of your words, I've just realised, have loads of O's in them.
Yeah, I think we like the letter
O. You like an O? No.
No.
Right, servo. Waitress?
I can see where you're coming from. You give one more guess. Going to go to the servo. Might get a drink at the servo.
Service station.
Yes.
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 Okay.
You guys say like garage or garage or...
Garage, petrol station.
Yeah, it's like a petrol station.
Oh, garage. Yeah, yeah. Servo. Servo. I prefer all these words because it's like abbreviated, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just easy.
It's so much easier.
The only thing is like when I'm in Australia, I start to abbreviate everything and then I almost start to mumble.
Yeah.
So, like, I think when I came here, I was like, oh, people can't understand me because I'm just mumbling. So, like,
the goon. What's the goon?
Goon. You don't know what goon is.
Well, you're a goon. Is that how you say it?
You can say that. So, yeah, I think people call people goons over here, do they?
Yeah, like idiot.
Yeah, so goon, this is the bogan in me coming out, is like a cheap casket of wine. So it's wine.
What's bogan?
Bogan.
Yeah.
How do I even explain bogan?
Might as well be speaking French.
You guys don't have bogan here.
What's bogan?
So bogan is like, I honestly don't know how to explain this. It is a type of person that's just a bit rough.
Right. I know what
so
you mean.
So bogan. I would say I'm a little bit bogan.
Okay.
But like bogans can be really nice people. It's like a very loosely used term. I think
I might be bogan.
Yeah, just
in
like
England.
A bit like, you know, sometimes I swear a little bit extra than I should.
Yeah.
I used to drink goon in the park, like...
Goon in the park.
Okay, so need to start speaking English for you. So yeah, goon is like a casket of wine that's right. Really cheap. So you can get like a casket of wine for $20.
Oh, it's in like a
bag.
Container.
Yeah,
take
it out. It's in like the bag.
Yeah, I had that on the beach.
Did you in Australia?
In Australia. Yes, we did.
Here's a bogan with me. I was so proud.
On the beach.
That's full of it. Yeah. So
yeah, it's really cheap, isn't it?
It's really cheap. Honestly. Yeah. If you don't like headaches the next day, do not drink goon.
No, we were in, but I think it was like 3-day hangover, that one.
Yeah. And then like you can put it on your washing line and peg it there and do what's called a goon spin. So you hang the goon bag on the washing line, do it and run around in a circle. Yeah. Well, that's what I used to do. I don't do that anymore.
Have you ever done a strawpedo with like an Alka Pop? So you put the straw, but you hold the straw on. So say you've got the bottle, hold the straw out and then you can down. Is that right? And then you down it and it takes all the air out of it. So you can just down it in like 4 seconds.
Oh my God.
So good.
I feel like I choke.
No. Science helps you.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to try this.
So yeah, you might be able to do it with goon, but after what you said, maybe don't do it.
No, don't. Goon's nasty.
Right. For the last bit, we've got a dilemma as always. Oh. Okay. So someone sent in their wholesome. Sometimes you can be wholesome. Sometimes you're wholesome. Do you know what I mean? So someone sent in the story and we're just going to pick it apart.
All right.
My best friend and I were out clubbing and ended up meeting a group of 6 guys, all very attractive ex-military men. Do you know about military men? In England, I think we call them squaddies.
No.
They're like based. Basically, when I used to work in a Chinese takeaway when I was 14, the squaddies used to always come into the takeaway. And this girl that I worked with used to like have a thing with one of them. And she ended up going on the run with him. It was really crazy. But they would like, they just bop around the country because they're based in different, and they sleep with.
Ah, okay. So they got like a bit of a name.
Yeah, themselves. Squaddies. Yeah.
Okay.
So already you've met up with 6 ex-squaddies. Bad vibes. My friend and I ended up, My friend and I ended up going to the hotel room with two of the boys. She had sex in the bedroom with the boy she chose.
She chose.
While I had sex in the hotel bathroom. What? Oh, she had sex in the bedroom with the boy she chose, whilst I had sex in the hotel bathroom with my boy. Afterwards.
Did she choose her boy?
I think she just got left with him. I think she got left with him. Afterwards, the rest of the group met up with us at the hotel. We stayed and talked to everyone and started flirt. Oh, this is about to get really bad, isn't it? Who stayed at the hotel and started to talk to everyone and started flirting with two other boys from the group while our original boys were distracted. The new boys ended up walking us to our car and came home with us. So my friend and I hooked up with them at my house. I was in my bedroom and she was in my living room. Oh my God. The first guy I hooked up with earlier that night ended up being the one to pick up. Oh, so the one she slept with picked them both up in the morning from my house. Embarrassing, but I ended up dating the hotel bathroom boy for a few months. Thoughts?
So she ended up dating the bathroom boy.
Is he the first one?
The first one picked the other boys up, yeah. And he's not the at-home guy.
No.
What do the guys think about this? Like, if they're fine with it, then do you know what? Girl, you do what you want.
Yeah. Also, did you go to the clinic?
Yeah.
Stay. There's...
Were you safe?
Yeah.
Gotta
were
stay
you
safe.
Stay safe. And safe and stay safe.
Do you know what? It's only hoey if you think it's hoey. Do you know what I mean? You do what you want, though.
Yeah. I don't. Yeah, I'm not going to judge.
No, you do what you want.
I think it's wild. It's very wholesome. You know, but your girl's living her movie.
She's living her best life. As long as you stayed safe, that's our only concern.
Yeah, that's my only concern, clinic. And also, but also the second boy who picked up, you know, the boy who fucked you afterwards. Where's his self-respect at?
Yeah, look, the boys can just deal with their own thing.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know what, if they're jumping around town to town doing that thing, girl, you do what you want.
That's so true, actually. Like,
so true.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So true. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how wholesome do you think that is?
I think that... in the most nice way ever. I think that's like solid 8.5.
It's high.
Do you know what I mean?
Very high.
No shame.
No shame.
You
no
do
tea,
you.
No shame. You do you. And thank you for entertaining us. Right, on that note, Jessie, thank you so much for joining me. Do you have any last words? Any
thanks
last
for things? Having me, Nah. I had that such a fun week with you.
Yay!
And, yeah.
I feel like we always have fun in LA. We need to have fun in London.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
We need recommendations on where I need to go.
Yeah. Oh, let's do a festival. I'll come to a festival
with
you.
Okay, done deal. We'll bring Will this time.
Yeah!
Like promo.
Oh, yeah. Right, that's it. We're going on the road to the festival. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. I'll see you all next week.
Bye.